Testing, testing. All right. Well, good morning or afternoon or evening, whatever time of the day you're listening to this. I'm Lucas Urban. I am the Cornhusker comic. As some of you may know, we originally had this show with two hosts. Daniel O'Neill, he's a busy guy. I don't think he's going to be doing the show, so it's just going to be me. He's, of course, more than welcome to join the show anytime he'd like. But from now on, I think I'm just going to go forth and do this show, which is really awkward if you think about it. I mean, sure, you're listening to this and expecting some enjoyment out of this, but I'm just sitting here alone in my apartment, and I'm sure the people above and below me can probably hear me, and that's a little awkward. I'm not very comfortable with people listening in when I'm doing awkward things, and not, you know. Basically, I remember when I was a kid, I used to play with Muppet dolls all the time, and I'd record with a little tape recorder, like little episodes of the Muppet Show of my own that I'd made up, and I'd listen to them later on. But every now and then, my brother would crack the door open to my bedroom, and he'd listen in, and then he'd, like, you know, shove the door wide open and then just start laughing at me and making fun of what I was doing. It's very humiliating. So, but I figured if I'm comfortable enough doing stand-up, I should be comfortable enough, you know, being able to do this. Anyway, I'm the Cornhusker comic. Yeah, I'm originally from Kansas City, but I wanted to go with a catchy title, and a good buddy of mine came up with it, and I really liked it. I'm going to keep it. How are you? Enough on me. Just kidding. I'm a stand-up comic. I've been a comic in Kansas City for the past 5 years. Actually, I've been doing comedy 6 years, and this last year I've been performing in Nebraska, in Lincoln, and Omaha. I gotta say, I like the groups of comics around here. Very nice, they're funny, very cerebral, something I really appreciate out of people. And a lot of them take it very seriously. And, you know, they continue to improve themselves. I like that. Hopefully I'll get to know some more comics as I, you know, go along, do some open mics at different bars and whatnot. Yeah, so basically this is just going to be kind of a, you know, just a show or event. I have no idea where this show is going to go at this point. So I apologize if you're expecting some sort of clarity. There is something I wanted to talk about. Like I said, I did a stand-up, I did do a stand-up gig last night in Omaha, this place called Barley Street Tavern, and, it was a good night. I had a decent set. And look, I'm going to preface this with, I know I'm just really an open micer. I'm not famous by any stretch of the imagination, and I don't think I ever will be. I do comedy because I have fun with it, and I like sharing some of my feelings and making people laugh at the same time. I do have a pet peeve with open mics, and again, it's open mic. You don't know what you're going to expect. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be magnificent, at least not every time. But there's a growing trend that I'm seeing. I didn't know quite how to label this trend until I saw a quote from a comedian friend of mine named Corey. He quoted Patton Oswalt, and he was talking about how he found this quote from Patton Oswalt, him talking about alternative comics today. And it completely coincided with kind of how I feel about how some comedians go about their way being on stage. Here's the quote. "I had come up out of that whole alternative scene, which was all about, don't try it, man, just go up and wing it. I think a lot of that comes from insecurity. It's that fashion of improv and amateurism that comes from the insecurity of saying to the audience, well, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go well, because I didn't even try that hard to begin with. It's like, oh, that's why you're not trying. If you actually tried hard and it sucked, then you've got nothing to blame, no one to blame but yourself. So that's kind of what makes it hard for some people to sit down and actually just do the fucking work. Because doing the work means that you're actually making a commitment. And that's absolutely true. I think if you do take comedy seriously, if you respect the art form, I think you do get up on stage and you make an honest effort. I think you also walk away from the stage evaluating yourself each time. It's obviously you're going to have rough nights. You know, you can't just bask in the glory of constantly doing, good, because nobody is just going to hit them out of the park constantly. Even some of the best comedians today, they started out rough. I remember hearing one time Louis C.K., about 7 years into him doing stand-up comedy, a mentor of his told him just to scrap the entire set he had written over the past 6 or 7 years and told him to start completely over. And that terrified the shit out of him. But it really made him corner in on who he was as a performer, as a comedian and as a person, as a father and as an ex-husband, and somebody who is, probably one of the most profound comics in terms of evaluating what's really going on in our day-to-day lives. Obviously, I'm being a bit philosophical, but if you want to know what I'm talking about, I severely suggest you go and listen to anything by Louis C.K. It doesn't even have to be a stand-up hour. Just, find like a half hour or 5 minute bit of him on Conan or something. I guarantee you'll at least smile. And who knows, you might actually respect his point of view. But no, getting back to what I was saying, I do kind of feel like there's this thing going on with certain comics where, and it's not everybody. Some people think that they can just get up, spout whatever they think, is slightly amusing to them, not have a punchline or a point, and then expect everybody to laugh. Well, I've seen it to where, obviously it doesn't work out for them, and they, leave the stage with pity applause. And I'm telling you can only get better by recognizing your mistakes. You have to be honest. You have to have some sort of self-eval built into your own mindset to be able to say, okay, I sucked. That's not the audience's problem. It wasn't a bad crowd or whatever excuse some people may come up with. Be honest with yourself. If you're finding a consistent pattern of I don't want to say laughs because I feel like that's too limited. But, for lack of a better word, too few laughs. And be able to say to yourself, this is working. I need to go back, maybe cut out some of this stuff and, do a better job. Or, hey, you know what? Maybe comedy isn't your thing. Maybe, the points you have could be best construed into poetry or music. Who knows? I don't know. You need to find that out for yourself. I have no business telling you what to do in the first place. So fuck me. Anyway, enough on that. Again, as I mentioned earlier, I live here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a small, big town. It's nice. Most people are very friendly around here. I like it. I would hope to move back to Kansas City someday, but I kind of like where I'm at right now. This place has a little bit of everything. I'm just excited I live like a 10-minute walk behind the Barnes & Noble. I'm not kidding when I say this. When I was about 10 years old, I would have killed living behind a Barnes & Noble. I would have been there all the time. I used to read, I started reading Star Wars novels, like the Expanded Universe novels, when I was, I want to say about 5th grade, maybe 4th or 5th grade, and I ate those books up. I'll still read them. They're still good, some of them. And it's just, I feel bad, though, because I'm not going to Barnes & Noble as much as I wish I could. And it'd also be a huge bonus because I know I need to lose some weight. I'm getting big. I'm not going to lie. I'm upwards of 230 pounds, and that's 9 pounds away from what Homer Simpson weighs. And let me tell you, I am not proud of that one bit. Again, I think it would be great if I just, once it stopped fucking raining outside, I could start walking to Barnes & Noble, enjoy myself, sit down, read for an hour or two, not get a coffee like a fat ass, and then, walk home, stop by the Hy-Vee, that's the halfway point between Barnes & Noble and my house, get an apple and go home, and, you know, go about my day. At least then I could say I'm active. I feel like I'm not active at all. I make excuses for myself to eat things. I just had a bowl of ice cream and two double chocolate chip cookies and a glass of milk, as I called for my dessert. And there's just no excuse for dessert in a 36 size waist. At least not what I'm looking at. You do what you want to do. But I used to be really thin. I was back home this past weekend, and I thought it was really funny that we were recalling how we were as kids, and my sister described me as awkward and frog-like. Now, I was a very like skinny kid up until, I want to say my senior year of high school, I probably put on a little bit, but even then I probably only weighed like 165, 170. But as soon as I went back to college, I went to Allen County first, and I went to Pitt State. And Pitt State, I think I was about 25 years old, I started gaining weight. That was the first time I got past 200 pounds. Let me tell you something. When you have a heart condition, it only makes it scarier. I'm 30 years old, and let me tell you something, though. I don't know enough people to really go out. If I was somebody who like had a group of people, you know, to kind of like hang out with, you know, maybe I wouldn't weigh so much. But you know what? I'm really awkward when it comes to first impressions. I hope I'm a nice enough person that people would think, oh, yeah, he's cool. Let's invite him along. But, you know, whatever. People are going to choose who they want to hang out with, and you can't control that. But I'm fine being on my own, you know, and I like getting to know certain people. The most group of people I tend to come across are other comics. You know, whenever I'm going to open mics, they've all been very nice and receptive and fun to chat with. It'd be fun to go drinking with some of them, but I'm also somebody at the age of 30, as much as I love to eat, I'm not big on drinking. I don't really do alcohol very well. I've never been much of a drinker. I got a good buddy of mine. The only time I really like to drink is when I'm at my buddy and his wife's house, and he'll make these drinks like the Godfather or, Amaretto Sour or something like that. One time he made Guinness with A&W root beer. Holy Christ, that was the best drink ever. I really shouldn't be thinking about this right now, but I'd love to get a pack of Guinness and some A&W and have that later on. But again, I don't like drinking out in public. I don't feel safe. I don't like feeling inebriated when I know I'm my own right home, and I certainly don't want to get pulled over. I haven't even gotten pulled over since, I want to say, October 23rd, 2009. I ran a stop sign when trying to calm a friend of mine down who was drunk in the passenger seat, and I was trying to drive him home. As I was trying to talk to him, I ran the stop sign, I got pulled over, and what do you know, I got a ticket. But that was the last time I got a ticket, and I want to keep that to be the last time. But yeah, I think I'm a pretty, you know, reasonable person. I don't, you know, don't drink in public much. I've smoked weed maybe once or twice in my life. Not really a huge fan, but I'll tell you one thing I did do that, I don't know, maybe this is overexposure, but I remember several years ago when I went to Pitt State, I had shrooms for the first time, mushrooms. Four friends of mine came over, they had it, and they're like, hey, you should try this. It's not going to hurt you. And I thought, okay, just mix it into the macaroni and cheese and, you know, we'll try it. And so I did. And let me tell you, shrooms, it was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had. The only thing that was weird, I didn't know that my carpet had a heartbeat, and it freaked the fuck out of me. And I sat also in the bathroom with my pants down, staring into the mirror, and I was afraid of breaking contact in case something really terrible would happen. So, hey, it was a fun experience other than that, but, you know, I'm still a pretty reasonable person who's responsible. I just need to find a fucking job. That's another thing that I kind of find that's difficult is for me finding a job. Not because I'm, you know, tough to deal with in the workplace or anything like that. I actually had an interview recently where the guy came in to interview me after my first interview, and, you know, it was just a mow for the county up here in Lincoln, And he just kind of looked me over. He was wearing a torn-off t-shirt and, you know, sunglasses. He was obviously very dark from mowing already this summer. And, you know, he just gave me the once-over and, you know, kind of just gave me a hard time from there on. And I, you know, I kind of get that experience. It's one of those things where you can't identify absolute, you know, like absolutely that somebody's being discriminatory. But, you know, I know. I think I'm a pretty aware guy. I know a lot of people have told me in the past I look too hard into things, but, and that may be true, but at the same time, you know, the way I look at things has also been, I don't know, for better or worse, correct. I mean, trust me, I'm not perfect by any means. I have my problems that I need to work on. But when it comes to a job, I think people need to be fair, not judge people based on appearance. And, you know, just give me a fucking break. That's all I got to say about that. But, and, you know, also some, you know, to go along with that, some people can be poor interviewers. You know, I'm an interviewee at the job. I'm pretty good. I'm very kind. I like to smile and, you know, share a little bit about myself. I'm very, you know, warm towards people whenever I meet people for the first time. And, you know, if somebody's interviewing me and they're just giving me the cold stare and they're just thinking immediately, yeah, this guy isn't going to work out, I'd prefer that maybe they let their guard down a little bit and be nicer. Well, I didn't want to go too long today, considering this is the first solo show I'm doing. I'm kind of just rambling about this, that, and the other. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. If you guys have any questions or any topics you'd like for me to cover, I'd be more than happy to listen to your ideas. And I want to say thank you very much. Enjoy yourselves.